learning to transmit the correct qualities, the divine qualities, to a person who is ill can heal many, many diseases. And much of spiritual healing is learning how to find the correct quality and what needs to be purified so that what's not right is purified out and what is needed by the person is brought in. For example, if a person has heart disease, deep down inside, they are needing love. Heart disease is all about love. And there are different facets of it. If they don't get the love from the father, it'll show up one way. If they don't get the love from the mother, it'll show up another way. If they don't have a correct understanding of what love is or how to love, it shows up in a different way. So the heart reflects all these types of understandings within it, and it reveals itself as different types of diseases. A spiritual healer would understand the problem. They would find that, well, okay, the person has not love themselves because of some reason. Perhaps they didn't get the love from one of the parents. And the spiritual healer would find the beliefs and the images and the pictures and the memories that are carried in that person and would purify them so that they no longer act as like a splinter causing a problem inside the body. These are like psychic splinters and they create disease. Well, the purification process is to take that splinter out, to release it. Once it's released, it's not enough just to release it. You want to exchange and put something good in, something healthy and holy and beautiful. So the divine is brought forward. In other words, we pray and you are taught how to access things like divine compassion or divine love. And it is brought to the person's heart. And it comes in like a soothing balm. It comes in like a healing balm that goes into that place where that splinter was, and it fills it up with goodness and fills it up with love. And the amazing thing about it is that when the splinter is taken out alone, you get tremendous healing. But when you bring in these healing balms on top of it, the healing is very dramatic. You can often see very, very, very rapid healing of diseases extremely quickly. And this is what Sufi spiritual healing is. It's the understanding of what's causing the problem, what's the splinter. It's then followed by the purification of those memories and images and pictures and beliefs and feelings that have been locked way, way, way down inside somebody. And then it's the calling forth the divine and bringing in these healing balms or healing qualities that then fill these spaces with the deep love and mercy and compassion and goodness and wisdom and things like that. And these qualities then change the way the person feels inside, and it completes the healing process. And when the process is complete, the physical body follows it, the psychology follows it, the spirit follows it, and you end up having a very healthy and a holy and a very happy person.
To learn more about bringing healing and transformation to all areas of your life, we invite you to enroll in our telecourses or come study with us. For more information about our Masters of Divinity program or to enroll, go to www.sufiuniversity.org or find us at Facebook and join the spiritual conversation. Sending you blessings of love and healing. SufiUniversity.org.